Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy you decided to join us this evening on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. I've got a great show planned for you tonight with a return guest, appearance by Michelle White Dove. You know, I receive so many emails from the past shows, and I'm really delighted that Michelle has kindly agreed to join us again this evening. Now, Michelle has quite a resume, but she is probably best known for being the winner of America's Psychic Challenge, which aired on Lifetime TV last year, and it's still in reruns from what I have seen. I actually was flipping channels this weekend and caught an episode of it. So,
okay, I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am, you're in reruns. And for those of you that don't know, Michelle is a very gifted spirit medium, medical intuitive, angel communicator, author, psychic detective, and futurist. And she has had these abilities since childhood. She's been featured on some of America's most informative programs, CBS News, Fox News, ABC's 190 North, Viewpoints on PBS TV and NPR Radio, just to name a few. If you want to read all about her, please feel free to visit her website at www.michellewhitedove.com. The link can be found right there on the show info page, right there by Visible by Numbers on Monday night. You can link right off from there. And you're welcome to look over her website while you're listening to the show. And I also want everyone to know that Michelle has very kindly agreed to do readings for our listening audience tonight, and we will be opening up the lines for your calls in just a few minutes. But I wanted to get a chance to talk to Michelle for a little bit before we get to the reading, so I'll let you know when to call. I'll announce the toll-free numbers. So without further ado, I want to welcome Michelle White Dove back to the show. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, always a pleasure. We love having you. You know, I got to tell you, girl, after today, watching the stock market and what was going on.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I've been on your blogs, I have to tell you. I have been on those blogs, and here's an exact quote. Let me see where I've got it written here. Quote. Here's the quote. The stock market will crash before 2009. The government will put a stop hold on it before it completely crashes. Well, to tell you the truth, Michelle, that's been done a couple of times here. I bet you within the past couple of weeks. And you wrote that on May 16th, 2007,
yes.
Michelle. And that's just one of the mind-blowing things that you wrote on your blogs about the world. So, hey, what's your feeling on what's going on?
Oh, goodness. Are you talking for this year? Oh,
well, with the thought, I know you predicted this. I mean,
yes,
it wasn't
yes.
just this quote. I mean, you have you refer to this several times about banks closing and
yes.
civil unrest and all kinds of things in your blogs.
Yes.
So is this it?
We are literally beginning to see, unfortunately, the changes are long overdue, but when they're done, we will have, we'll get rid of these old man-made systems that are no longer working for us. But unfortunately, to get to the light, we sort of have everything kind of crumbles in chaos, and then people get fearful and doubtful, and basically it creates mayhem, you know. And this is why, if, you know, it's interesting that you even start show your own little intuitive voice of your own, because I was saying to my manager earlier, you know, I wrote about these things, and I knew them to be so, but I never thought about living these things, everything that you just said.
Yeah, depression. You used
yeah,
the word
depression. I mean, just
I'm telling you, I was listening to
yeah.
Kramer today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch Mad Money. My
no.
husband's a big fan, and he was using that word, tossing that around quite a bit. And
right.
you had that in 2004. I have to say, you know, one of the things I love about your website is that you share so much on the website, your insights, and the blogs are a must-read, I have to say, must-read.
You know, it's the most popular page of the blog?
Oh, well, I'm sure.
And then, I mean, you know, Shantae's my manager, and she will literally take the ones that she wants from me. Nice little subtle message, right? I put them down on my desk, and I start looking at them going, oh, nothing like a little bit of pressure.
So she gives you predictions that she wants?
No, that because I have a lot of people, people, fans, clients, however you'd like to put it. And again, forgive my voice, I have a bit of a sinus infection. I should say a bit, but worse than that. But anyhow, I'll go on, and, if you go even back in my blogs,
sure,
I'm out there. You know what I mean? I was concerned.
Oh, you went out on a limb. Yeah.
I went out on a limb. On a thin limb. It was
a cliff.
And, everyone said I was so controversial and I must be crazy. And truth is, I am probably a little crazy. I think we all are a little crazy to stay sane.
Right.
But, if you want to get technical, I talk about everything that's unfolding right now. And actually, my first book, She Talks with Angels, that was on the shelf in 2000.
There you go. And this is you stealing my questions again, and you do it every time.
Well, you and I are connected.
Oh, you're a girl, okay. It's like we don't need to talk. We'll just do this telepathically, but that wouldn't make very good radio.
No, but I love either way.
But, that book, She Talks with Angels, there's a lot of references to the predictions came from that book. That was published in 2000.
That's correct.
And that's quite amazing. And that sounds like a book that you really need. And speaking of books, I don't know, people, if you are aware of the fact, but Michelle is a wonderful author, and she has, what do we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 books, Michelle?
Yep, and the 6th one is going off to print. We're at the version.
Super.
We're very close to, just checking all the verbiage, and make sure everything's
sure.
appropriate, and then
uh-huh.
we send it off to print, which is called The Sacred Code.
Okay.
The Universal Laws and Tools. And it's a book that is, I know I'm going to go out here again. I'm a straight shooter. The Secret, when that came out, I didn't get it. I'm like, what's all this buzz about The Secret?
Right.
And then I said, all right, let's take religion away, and let's just look at it from all walks of life, and if they apply this. And I realized, no, it's not The Secret, but for them, it's The Secret.
Right.
That, they're coming into. Well, it was very interesting because I held back on this particular book, and that's not like me. Usually I give a book every year, and the last book I did was a children's book. Hence, I'm wrapping up a children's book that I've actually put on the back burner now for this book called The Sacred Code.
Right.
And then I have another book, but that's going to be a surprise. Everybody's going to be blown away because I'm not writing it. Someone's writing it, but I am, working with them so it's accurate and so forth. Long story short, where were we with that? It's a very good question. With The Sacred Code, everyone's like, give us adults something. We want something. We need something. Come on, Michelle. Blog, and... And, I always try to make my website, like you said, where people can just get on there and get information, as it is, for nothing, because a lot of people will charge, believe it or not. And this is what I have started to say when I talk to you. Let's address the situation here that was brought to my attention, I think yours, which you shared with Shantae, is that the people that are out there and listening, if anyone really does their homework on me and knows about me before they open up their mouth, and not mentioning, I'm not interested in anyone's opinion, to be honest with you, including myself. However, basis on fact, anyone that would see my body of work would know that I do a large venue. I'm very, what's the word? I'm across the board. You can't
right.
pigeonhole me or put me in a box. And there was a complaint about my fees for my readings.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm 300, half an hour, I'll say it on the air, 500 an hour. But here's the thing, a doctor, a psychologist, lawyers, everybody gets paid because we're still in the third dimension where, unfortunately, money is, giving and receiving for certain things. And what people don't realize about me, I am White Dove Press. I pay to print those books because that's how much I believe I know, how much conviction, my sweat, my tears, my energy, you name it, goes into those books and out for the message for the people. Hence why I do shows like yours, which is always a pleasure with you. Because we're getting a message out there. Hence the website. I just got,
websites are not cheap.
No.
They're
my
not
gosh.
Cheap.
If I told you how much, we'll die. And then also, I don't know if you know this, but visit Michelle's new video blog. Subscribe to her YouTube channel.
Well, yes, there goes my next thing. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And like, for example, this is just a point that I'm trying to make to people because they really don't understand. And you know what? I have to see it from their point of view as well as mine. But also, I'll be in New York, on October 19th at the New Life Expo for appearances.
And you're doing free lectures.
Exactly. Free lectures, free radio, free books.
Free everything.
And the other thing that they're not thinking about is, who do they think's paying for me to go fly with my staff? I pay. You know, you're talking about hotel, car rentals, airfare.
Food?
So I just want to say, yeah, I just want to put that out there to people. I know they think I'm rolling in it, but basically all the money that I make goes right back into what I do.
Sure.
Because for me, I'm not owned by money. It's not my king. It's not my God.
No.
And I just need to say that for a few listeners out there so they understand. If the Pope, the priest, and the rabbi gets paid, why can't a spiritual medium get paid to do the very thing that she's doing and then some? There's plenty of volunteer and charity work that I do. And so whoever that little message was, there's a little message for that person out there. And I think it's a fair question. I know that people are like, wow, that's a lot of money. But another good point on readings is that it's not something you do all the time. You know, and how can you truly put a dollar value on that if a loved one comes through very specifically with their name, how they died, who they are, what their message is, or better yet, if you solve a murder case, which you know I do.
You do that, yeah.
Yeah, for free. And I always say I'm not going to take money from any of those murder cases that I work or missing children because I call it blood money, and that's another way of, you know, creating something.
Well, I know that you do a great deal of pro bono work.
Yes.
And also just the fact that, you know, you've come on this radio show, I don't know how many times, and done how many countless free readings for people. And this isn't the only radio show that you come on. We don't pay you to come on the show. You come from the goodness of your heart.
Thank you.
I mean, the only thing you get is, you know, to hang out with me. And,
I like
and
to. That's
you get
good.
Your Monday night, you know, ruined, and you got to hang out talking about it. You don't get anything for it. You're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. And I know that you're a good person. You know, and I really feel, I'm sorry, Michelle, but... you know, back in the days when I would read numerology for anyone, just for the matter of getting the experience, I was working on the experience a part of it. And, you know, people, if you give them something for free, even if it's advice that comes from something like a number, they throw it in the garbage. It's not important. But somehow if you charge them for the very same information, all of a sudden they put a value on it that this is something of importance and perhaps they should pay attention to it. And so for that fact alone, although I do a lot of pro bono work, I certainly do, but I really feel that, you know, when you put a value on your work, then it makes it more important to the person receiving the work. They have a tendency to take something that's free and not value it.
I couldn't agree with you more. My gosh, you and I are on the same page.
And they throw that information away like it's not important.
You know that I used to do readings for free, and that's exactly what would happen. And then you know what they would do? They'd go and see somebody, whoever is the hottest, most, you know, whatever.
Right. And pay,
pay a lot of money to hear the same thing that I told them, but even more specifically. And it's just like you said, you and I both know that that isn't the way that it should work. Not, you know, there are many gifted people out there that do it for free, and it's just, you know, it's just as valuable. But unfortunately, in many people's eyes, you're so spot on. If you don't have a large number, they go, she's $300 a half hour. Gee, she must be really good.
Right, right. Well, sometimes
And you know what? I don't mean to come across being pompous, but you know what? I at least can confidently say I'm going to give them 110%. And give them, you know, spirit. I say they, spirit works through me, so I can't even take credit for that. I'm simply a messenger. But, you know, I put everything into it, and I feel that they are in good hands because I am certain about what I do because I've been doing it since I was a little girl. But you're so right about that.
Well, you know, before I became professional numerologist where I do it daily, where it is my work, I actually was an artist, and I was getting money for my artwork. And trust me, I would sit down and I would work throughout the day and I would sell what I made and I would get a paycheck for it because it was my work.
Right.
What happened is my hand got so seized up from all the fine detail work that I was doing. I couldn't use my hand anymore. And that's when I turned to God and said, all right, now what? What is it that you want me to do? And that's when I turned to numerology, right? But the thing of it is I kept saying, well, how am I going to, you know, how do you turn, you know, knowledge into where you people actually pay you for? You know, that just wasn't something that, I'm not a business person. Money is important to me.
Right.
It really didn't matter, but I had to somehow replace the income that I was making with the art, you know?
No, absolutely.
And so it just seemed to me, but I started off charging, and God's honest true story. I started off charging such minimal fees for my numerology readings, and people kept handing me twice as much as I charged them.
Ah, you underestimated your own value, my dear.
I underestimated my own value. And then, so I thought, okay, well, maybe I better raise my fee because this is getting embarrassing, so I raised my fee, and they still continue to give me more money than I actually charge them.
Well, wait, I have to say this for all the listeners that are out there. You happen to have, thank you, and I haven't really expressed that gratitude enough to do my chart. And as you were doing, as you were talking to me, and it's on tape, I said, this is unbelievable, because I'll be honest with you, I told you, I'm not big for Western astrology, you know, but boy, you nailed it to a T. And you read for me in a way that no one has. Most people can't even read for me. So I want to say to all those people, you didn't just come into this by a coincidence, or, you know, you came into this because it was your true calling.
Oh, thank you.
And you're very, very good at it. And it's not, to me, you're not just using astrology or numerology. You're very intuitive, and you know that. You just like to put it another way. But you were spot on with me. And Shantae, my manager, said you were spot on with her. And I'm not an easy woman to read for, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I was really impressed. And there's only one other astrologer, and he does it completely different, who I recommend, which, you know, that's a very good thing. I didn't even think to put you up there on my links page. That's a good idea.
Oh, well,
note to self.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. And, yes, I am blushing. And thank you. But,
by the way, we both got into the profession the same way. I used to have a nail shop, and, you know, they call it trigger finger, when your hand freezes up, your thumb, and sharp pain.
Right.
And I would drop the drill, and I'd said, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? Well, guess what? Here I am, and here we are.
Here I am, because they broke my hand, so I would start doing this. Is that what they did?
It was mutual. I had to go get a cortisone shot. I mean, that's not pleasant.
Right, and I did say, I mean, I just threw it right up there to God, and I said, okay, what is it you want me to do? If you want me to pursue numerology, I need you to open a door for me so that I know that that's the direction you want me to go in. Well, he didn't just open a door. He kicked open a barn door.
So
the rest of it's history. Yeah, well, thank you for that, Michelle. I really appreciate it. It's always, you know, I'm very humbling to hear you say nice things about me. So I'm going to just change the subject now. So let's go to this YouTube.com, Michelle White Dove. I watched several today, and you were teaching on these. I mean, there's a lot of information there. Like, if someone's trying to develop their spiritual gifts, there's a lot of information. It's really wonderful. Do you want to tell people a little bit about it?
Well, you know, this is new for me. I am excited because it's something that I can, at least once a week, I can blog on what's going on right now with current affairs.
That would be good.
And somebody, you know, somebody needs to tell the truth for the love of God and to the people where they're like, oh, my goodness, this is it. It makes sense, you know, because I feel that so many people now are starting to wake up spiritually going, all right, this wasn't working, that's over, now what? And they're asking that question. Just the fact that they're asking that question means they're outside of the box looking for the answer. So I'm, you know, I've committed to do at least once a week a blog where I'm there live and people can, you know, climb in for the ride or say jump in for the ride.
Right.
And just see, are we going, whatever the topic is for that particular week.
Wow, that's exciting, Michelle.
Excuse me?
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting for me because, you know, you're comfortable, but it's great the fact that we can get information out there. You know, I always try to use the media, even years back, in a positive way to enlighten people, you know, bring them up, inspire them, show them.
Sure.
That, you know, we lack this right now. People need hope. They need to know that, yeah, we're going through hard times, but guess what? We can change that, you know. If we don't have hope, we don't have anything because there's always more than one probable future.
Right.
There's three different roads, and people don't understand. All you have is this moment, because whatever's the past, forget about it. It's done. And whatever you've done, even if they have not been redeeming qualities, this is where you find your redemption in the moment by doing good things.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm pretty excited.
They can sign up for, they can go to YouTube and do a search on Michelle White Dove and come to that and read all about it, but also, can they sign up to know when you're going to be posting new?
Well, yes, absolutely. We're putting that up there. It's a little rough right now. You'll see some changes, but right now we're still, you know, it's up and running and we're going to go.
Okay.
And like I said, even people that have, you know, made comments or had questions on certain topics that I get from emails, unfortunately, to the point now where I can't look at all of them, answer all of them. My manager does that. I got a little crew here. But, you know, I know what the people are asking. And I feel they really need the truth. And if they know the truth, I always say true power is knowledge and the discernment of that, then they'll know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important. That's why, hence, the universal, or rather, I'm sorry, the sacred code with the universal laws and souls is just it's more in depth than the secret, but it's for any gender. any walk of, you know, whatever it may be, the color, you know, money, religion, whatever, it doesn't, it applies to everyone, so anyone can get it. And it's really like a self-help book because it gives you the tools and the rules that applies to all of us, whether we believe in them or not, with examples so they can apply this to their life and bring change in a
sure.
positive manner.
Good. Well, I'm really excited about that, so I wanted everyone to just make sure you check that out. Just go to YouTube and Google Michelle White Duff, and that sounds like a really exciting project. Also want to remind everybody, you mentioned it a little earlier, that you're going to be in New York City on October 19th at the New Life Expo. And you'll be, you know, these are free lectures. And so, you know,
One's free. Yeah. And one's a paying workshop.
Okay.
And
yeah, but still, that's pretty cool.
No,
that's
thank
pretty
you.
Cool.
I love New York. I tell you, you can always get the truth whether they love you or they don't like you, all going to tell you straight.
They don't throw stuff, do they?
I enjoy that. It's refreshing. And, yes. I'll also be doing private readings in person, which I don't
sure.
normally do unless I blow through a town and set that aside.
Okay.
So for everyone listening, if they're in that area, I know even some of the people from Pennsylvania are coming in to get private readings.
All right, wonderful. And they can find that information right on your website, www.michellewhitedove.com. Michelle, what I need to do, I think, is really kind of do what you came here for, which is to, you know, be available to everyone for some readings. So I'm going to open up the phone lines here shortly. Now, first off, what I'd like to please say to my calling audience is, you know, we've had several mediums on Visible by Numbers over the past 3 weeks. A lot of people have been getting readings. And I'm going to ask you that if you've gotten a reading in the past 30 days, if you would just please, you know, maybe not call tonight and maybe let somebody else get a chance at getting a reading from Michelle. And we would really appreciate that. And, Michelle, you're going to be asking them to ask you one specific question, yes?
One specific question, their name, and just their sun sign. I don't need to know their age.
Okay.
And what it does is their voice is the connection, but you must tell your listeners that you know I don't candy coat anything.
Right.
That I'm a straight shooter, so
right.
if they're not prepared to hear it either way, then they should not address that question because I'm very...
okay.
You know,
okay.
I'm brutally honest. And who am I to get in the way of spritz information? But if I don't know, and I am not omnipotent, I am not an all-knowing oracle, I am humble enough to say, guess what? I do not know. It rarely happens, but sometimes it does.
Right, right.
Versus
okay.
making something up. And then usually, let's say you're asking me a question, we'll say about your health. If I get any other information about your life, don't worry. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to tell them that. So please, for the callers, don't say, just tell me something, Michelle.
Right, okay. So try to ask a specific question, everyone, and be prepared to get the answer, okay? Because Michelle really, she just tells it like it is, so... All right, so let me open up the lines here. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756, and you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And remember, if you're calling in, speak up to us so we can hear you. Sometimes people talk with their library voices, and we can't hear them very well. So, Seth, you can just go ahead and put those calls through. And, hey, Michelle, I wanted to ask you while we're waiting on that. I see you're going to be going in international in a bigger way because I saw that on your website that America's Psychic Challenge will be debuting in Hong Kong, Singapore, and the Philippines. So
yes,
are you going to have to get some luggage? Are you going to be, you know, because you're going to have fan base.
I swear you're reading my mind. You and I are truly connected.
you're shopping for luggage tomorrow? What?
Yeah, I mean, it's like deja vu with you. Actually, this show's been crazy because they have picked it up and they have aired it literally. First was the United States, as you know, then it was in the UK, United Kingdom, and then now in Singapore, Australia, Hong Kong, you know, the whole Asian market, and basically it's been seen all over the world over and over and over. Like, thank you for that. I didn't even know that it was playing here on Lifetime reruns. But I will say this, Lifetime is infamous for reruns. And
well, you know, it gives people a chance to,
yes,
you know, especially
yes.
over the summertime,
that's
you know,
point.
When TV is so horrendous, it gives them a chance to find you. Sorry, but it's
I
the
love
truth.
Your honesty. No, it's true. So in our contract, and normally, you know, I wouldn't say this, but it's not like that big of a deal to me. We have basically in the contract, it's a 1-year contract where they could call for a reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Also a 5-year, they could call for a reunion, even out to a 10-year. I know that's out there, huh? They want to make sure they cover it. as well as books or other things that were taken from America's Psychic Challenge. I would love people to see what was happening behind the doors of America's Psychic Challenge, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I think that they are like, my thing is, it would have already been done, but good luck in trying to find the talent. I mean, you saw, you know, and some of them were good, and some of them were more specialized in certain areas. But the bottom line is, they told me, literally, that they interviewed thousands upon thousands of people, and that's what they came up with. So my issue is, and this comes straight from the top spirit, and I say mine, shame on me, is that they would do it, but they have a hard time in finding the people.
Right.
The talent.
Right. Well, all
and
right.
And that's diverse.
Well,
so,
hey.
I don't know. We'll see what's out. You'll be the first one. It'll be out.
Well,
me.
I expect to be the first to know because I just expect big things for you, Michelle. And so I want you to, you know, put me on your list. I want to announce it on the show. Okay. I feel like Katie Kirk. Okay. All right. We have a caller, so I'm going to check in and see who's calling, please.
Hello, you lovely soul. This is Linda calling.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a quick question with Michelle. Michelle?
I'm listening.
Hello. Michelle, is it okay? Can you tell me, I don't know if I'm procrastinating or I don't know. I don't know if I'm not thinking clearly on this.
What's your birth sign, honey?
Sorry. I'm a Virgo.
Okay, go ahead.
And I would like to know if I give you a name of a school, if you see me going there and graduating.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, the name is Kaiser University. And do you see me going there and graduating from that school?
Well, God knows that you have the intelligence, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Excuse me?
Thank you for saying that, because I don't think I do.
Well, you know what? That's what keeps us humble. It's the people that say they know everything that know nothing. And I always say it's the people that say they know everything. They need, not only do they need their head kind of like, you know, brought back to normal size, but anyhow, I'll leave that alone. Yes. But I'm hearing that it may take more than one try. And also, they're going to ask you for a dissertation. I believe that's how you say it, correct?
I'm sorry, would you say that, Michelle?
A dissertation, which is basically like a, you could say it's a mini book, for lack of a better way. You have some work ahead, but I'm not seeing this until next year.
Okay, that would make sense because there's a...
Well, please, we're on the radio. For the love of God, let's get some feedback. If I'm wrong,
okay, you know what?
Face.
Just to verify today, there's a class I can take October 25th. Excuse me, the test. It's the nurse's entrance exam. October 25th, that would be on my brother's birthday. He passed away, and I thought, what a wonderful day to take it on his birthday.
That's good because Mercury's in retrograde, and it ends at the 15th. I always say it's a weak shadow, which affects everything in communication. And you never want to make a deal or get on the operating table. You try not to do anything new in that period of time. It happens three times, sometimes tops four times a year. And think about it. Mercury retrograde, that means that we think we took six steps forward, yet we take six and a half steps back, but it's just an illusion for that time, and then we move forward. First of all, you're very, very intelligent. You have high IQ. Socially, you have a tendency to kind of like close up. You know what I mean? You like your time. Hold on here. I see you, writing a dissertation. You're going to have a choice of two places, two schools.
Oh.
The place that you asked me about, I love, and I feel is very credible. It's good for you, your original question. But I'm seeing you procrastinating, and it's the procrastination that's holding you up. If you just make up, you know, your mind, go with your instincts and say, God put this in front of me, Spirit put this in front of me. All right, go with what feels good, right for you, because I truly believe that everyone I know, everyone has intuition. It may be a two-level, maybe they're one of my producers says, I'm a psychic on steroids. That's hilarious. So you utilize your intuition, but by the time the end of the year, everything will be wrapped up and you'll be where you need to be.
Can I give you validation?
Yes,
ma'am. You said maybe next year, or you said next year I would be going?
Yes.
There's another test. If I didn't pass the October test, there's another test I would take in January or February, and I'd be going to school in May if I passed that test.
You would pass that test. Remember I said, and I'm taping it too. I know that.
You said that second
twice.
Try. Maybe
yeah,
a couple
it would
tries.
Be two times.
Yeah. So that would make sense. And because I'm looking at the book, and Allison knows me, I do procrastinate, and I don't have enough confidence in myself.
Oh, honey, have confidence. God loves you. You know, God loves all of us, and, you know, I think that just it's been difficult for you socially, but listen, you're a beautiful soul. You have a lot to offer. I wish I had the IQ that you have, all right?
Oh, I have to tell you something, and I know I don't have very much time. When I'm listening to you and Allison, I really can feel your... I love Allison, and I... Michelle, I'm listening to you, and I'm just feeling the beautiful souls, both of you. You're both, like, together. When you get together, it's just... You could just... It's like this beautiful flame just igniting. It's just...
Well, it's more light. It's more light. Light,
yes,
light.
You're both... I'm getting goosebumps telling you. I think you're both beautiful, and I think you're both very gifted.
Thank you, Linda.
And I'm going to let you guys know when I get done with this school and graduate...
Let us know. Send us an email. We'd love to hear
it. I will.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bless
Thanks,
people.
Linda.
Bye-bye.
I guess so. I don't know about you, but do you get an aw shucks when people start saying nice things about you, you know?
They're always nice when they're sincere. She's sincere, which is a lovely thing.
Yeah. Well,
I can't stand it when they tell me that stuff and they're not sincere. It's like a slap in my face of not one. My
and you know,
and
you know
hips.
When they're not being sincere.
Oh,
God. Yeah, because I've seen your numerology chart, and you can tell when somebody's deceiving you. I know they're one of
the... I have a good BS detector, you know.
Yeah, you do. I think we got another caller, so I'm going to check and see who's calling.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Who's calling, please?
My name is Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was calling to speak with Michelle.
Sure, do you have a question? Would you tell her your sign and then just give her your question?
I'm a Taurus, and I'm calling about what else? My finances?
I'm a Taurus too, my sun sign. That doesn't mean, you know, I love people and they say all Tauruses are the same, everybody's the same. No. It depends on your chart, and I think you're better at Allison than I am. But anyhow, go back to the original question, my dear.
Well, I wanted to know what's going on with my finances. When is it going to get better?
I lost you, but I heard you. It's for us, and I say us meaning Tauruses, this year has been like up, down, like a roller coaster ride. Like I said that we would all be on the year 2008. However, your finances will improve in 2009 over the holidays. Like I would say I'd probably go into the mid, like 6 months in to 2009 where you can go, all right, I can breathe now. Okay, I have this under control, you know, that type of thing. Tauruses are they're always very concerned about their security, their foundation. They're usually hard workers, you know, you want to create things. And I truly believe it's not about talking about it, it's doing it. My friend, you're going to be very successful. Go for it. That's not to be your issue. If you want me to tell you what your issue is in this life, what karmic debt that you're paying, and you're probably going, good God, why? Is you have always an issue or problem in your personal love life. However, work, money, that comes. And if it doesn't, you can make it come. That's not the issue. So remember that in this particular incarnation with you, this contract, focus more on your love life and know that the money's there. And if it's not, you'll make it. I mean, spirit's like, all your todays and tomorrows are more than supplied for. So stop worrying about that. And look around and see if the people that are around you, is that the energy, rather, that you resonate with? Is that what you want to, a reflection of you? You follow me?
I do, but I haven't had a love life for like 8 or 9 years.
Help me out here, Allison. What did I just say?
She said because you're not paying attention to your love life. You need to start looking around. And
I said you don't have a love life,
right?
Honey. That's what I said. Money's
you're
not
looking.
Not your
she doesn't have one, right?
I love how they say they're listening, but they're just not listening. That's okay. I got it on tape. Well, maybe you should rerun this. I don't know what to tell you except that I said exactly that. That
right.
Money's not your issue, but what is your issue? And I do listen as well as speak. Is your love life?
Right.
Pay attention to that, my dear, because that's the place where you're running on empty. Money, it comes and it goes. People that you can trust, true love. That's a gift. That's more than a gift. That's where you need to look. The rest of the stuff, my dear, will fall in place for you. And now I'm repeating myself. So bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Heather.
Okay,
bye-bye. Well, anyway, Alfred, didn't I say that?
You did say that.
Okay,
You made special emphasis on forget about the money and look at your love life.
Yeah,
so.
I think sometimes they're trying to make me cry. I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't I just say that?
You just said that. Well, you know, I find that really interesting when I'm doing readings and I'll sit there and I will have said something, and then it's like 10 minutes later they'll ask me, and I'll be like, I refer you back. You're going to get this tape, and you'll be able to listen back, and I refer you back to what I said when I was talking about the heart's desire. Because that's exactly what I said, you know, and
yeah.
So...
No, I tape all my readings, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and let me tell you, that's a telltale for fake psychics, or phonies. If they won't tape their session, then they're not willing to stand their ground, hold them to that information.
Right.
So I'm sorry, but if you won't tape that for me, then that's like, you know, and that, as well as asking too many questions, right?
Right.
I love when they go fishing, a fishing expedition, or they give you generalities, or better yet, give me a lot of money, I'll take this black spell off of you and everything will be good. You know, run, people, run, my goodness.
Just run.
Do your homework and check it out.
Well, usually people, when I start doing reading for them, they say, well, how do I go about this? I said, well, I'm afraid you're going to have to be quiet, and I'm probably going to talk for an hour, and then when I'm done, you can ask a question.
I love it.
Because I won't shut up, because I have to get it out, what I see here. You know, I literally hear most of it, and... They have to shut up because I don't allow that. No, you can't talk.
I do the same thing. I tell them, I said, would you like me to do this that you're paying me a lot of money for to work? You know, I want to prove to you that, yes, I earned my money, and also, actually, I want to help you. Now I'm repeating myself, and you won't stop talking. So asked them very nicely to please
be
quiet.
That's okay. We got another caller, so let's see if we do better this time. Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Greta.
Hi, Greta. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well. You tell Michelle
your... Wait a minute, Greta, how old are you, honey?
30.
You got a little girl's voice. Are you sure you're 30?
Yes.
All right, we'll say gift. That was the gift, one of the gifts that God gave you. Go ahead.
I have been experiencing problems for the past few years with my hands and feet, numb and tingling and extreme pain. And
Whoa, back up. Nerves, hold on. What's your sun sign, please?
Pardon me?
Your sign, honey, your sun sign, your birthday.
My birthday?
Yes.
7/23/1978.
Allison, help me out here. I didn't need the age. 7/23, that's
30 years old.
No, not her age. I care less about that. Her sun sign?
Leo.
Okay, thank you. See, that's your area of expertise. Okay, first, so you're talking about basically nerve damage, circulation, numbing, and even the kind of stabbing, like, down the arms, correct?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, you need to go to a doctor, and they need to check the spinal cord, am I? Have you been checked for MS?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Doesn't she sound like she's two? I mean, is it me, Alison? You got my little girl voice.
Oh, trust me, we've had ones that sounded a lot younger.
Okay, so.
So
it's, you need to be checked for MS, okay? Now, here's the other thing. Sometimes people, they're very sensitive, and it just doesn't go to your body, even though when you started out. Let me give you the short version. It's actually up on my blog page. So if you go to MichelleWhiteDove.com and go to the blogs, you're going to find out what you can read on fibromyalgia.
Okay.
Your immune system is shot. It's gone. You hear me?
Yeah.
You're fatigued, okay?
Absolutely.
You're having all these weird symptoms that the doctors can't explain, and they're
Absolutely.
Like, either you're crazy, you know, what. All right, hear me out. So what we have going on is you either got mono or you just, boom, you just ran till the candle burned at both the ends, and you got fatigued. Now hear me out. And that went from Epstein-Barr, which they usually do not even address. They don't even know. It never even comes up, meaning the doctors. And then Epstein-Barr goes to fibromyalgia. That, my dear, is part of your problem. I still say they need to check you for MS, but you have fibromyalgia. Now, you're very young to have that.
Yeah.
Have you been given this information?
Absolutely. I have been seeing...
Okay, bingo. Give me a bingo and amen.
Bingo.
Okay. Now, the solution, honey, listen to me. The solution is on my website, but I'm going to quickly do this for all the other listeners out there. No whites. You can't have white sugar. You can't have white milk. You can do no whites, meaning dairy, your chicken and dairy products. You have to cut all that out, and I'm not joking. Because basically what the disease that you have is a buildup of yeast and candida that you're having allergic reaction that your body is literally going poison, reject. Now, once you know what you have and the symptoms and it's diagnosed, more importantly, what's the solution? It's certain steps. One, eating like I told you differently, getting this immune system back and running, which peptide, that's also on my website and links page. And this is for all the people out there that are suffering from fibromyalgia. Then the peptide builds your immune system, but you need not one shot. It comes in shots or it comes in liquid form. That is also up on my website because these are things that I know that work for people that nobody else is saying because, you know, the FDA is not going to pass them because the pharmaceutical companies would be out of business. But, however, you get the immune system back up, you stop eating the whites, and then guess what? This is holistic. I love it. You can't overdose on them. I believe, hold on, I don't want to screw this up. Acidophilus, thank you. That you cannot get. I don't care how many numbers it is, get the highest numbers and start taking that like it was Tic Tacs because that's going to be part of the solution in healing you. You are already diagnosed. However, what is the solution? The solution I just gave you, go to the website and read up on it because I'm probably talking so fast you won't remember it. But you're a sweetie. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Greta.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. I remember reading that on your website about fibromyalgia. And so, you know, Greta, if you're listening, just go to www.michellewhitedove.com and look for that link. Is it on the blog, Michelle?
I'm trying to think if it's on the blog.
I think it's on the blog.
The fibromyalgia? It's on the blog. Yes.
Yeah, it's on the blog. So go to the blog page. And anybody out there that's listening that has fibromyalgia might want to go there and read
there's
that information.
There's a cure,
as well.
You know, and it just kills me that people are suffering, I mean truly suffering, and nothing's being done. I want you to know that what's so interesting is that Spirit gave me that information like within 10 minutes, and I said, oh my goodness, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we logged it.
Okay, well, there you go. So Greta, check that out. And I think we have another caller, so I'm going to let the caller through. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Reginald.
Reginald?
Yeah.
Hi, Reginald. How are you?
I'm doing good.
And you have a give your sun sign and also a question for Michelle.
Sorry, can you repeat the first one?
Do you know your sun sign?
Yes, Aries.
Okay. And your question for Michelle.
My question was there any messages from my spirit guides or angels? Because I feel like for some odd reason I'm starting to become aware of the presence of angels around people.
Okay, can you repeat that for me?
He wanted to know if he could have any messages from his spirit guides or angels because he's starting to become aware of angels around people. That's as best as I got it, Reginald.
That sounds right.
Okay, great.
Here's the deal, my friend. You have been spiritually activated. So what does that mean? We are short on light workers, and so you have to forgive spirit. They don't have the luxury of time or patience for them to delicately tweak us, meaning think of the radio and you love the good song, you turn it up, right, the volume. So basically you're that satellite and they need to turn you up so you can utilize your gifts and see them and other people, you know, their angels, whatever it is, and that's going to increase more and more. And they don't want you to get scared because if you get scared, you're just going to pull back. You're going to slam the door on them. And they don't want that because you are a light worker. It just kicked in a little bit later than you expected. Also, I see a lot of music around you. I see you doing something with music. I don't know if it's a love for it or that you do it. And stop hiding so much. You're on the computer a lot, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's called socialize. With a live person. I'm being a little smarty pants there. I like you, though. It's like, you know, get out there. Enter, you know, I mean, really, honestly, I don't understand this obsession with people. And here, yes, I know, Austin, you're going, Michelle, come on now. We're both up there. But, I mean, honestly, in moderation is what I want to say.
The computer in moderation.
Yeah.
Right.
And that he has the gift. You have the gift, which means the veil between the spirit world and this world is being lifted for you. So they really want you to be a light worker, a messenger, that you'll take the messages and you'll share that. Now, one of the archangels that was assigned to you at birth was under the ranks of Raphael, which is healing any practitioner, Eastern or Western, and even for yourself. The other archangel is is under the ranks of Gabriel or Gabrielle. The form masculine or feminine is really... It's not about gender in the angel kingdom, but I'll leave it at that. That's one of your other guardian angels. So that's pretty powerful. You have one that's under the ranks of Raphael, the ceiling. The other one is under communication and important news. You're getting all this important news and information. And knowledge is true power, but you have to have the discernment of that, which means you're a bit shy. You need to get out there and, you know, work it, my friend. You're going to help people. That's what this life is about, is helping people. You're not going to take your materialistic things with you. You're a good soul. I can hear it in your voice. You're kind. You're gentle. You're a good catch, for the love of God. Go out and stop spending so much time on that computer and embrace your gift. And that's my message. Thank you.
Okay, Reginald?
Okay, God bless.
Not too much pressure there. Okay, get out there. Okay. All right.
He had a big smile on his face.
Yeah, I know he did. You know, talking about this veil that's lifting, okay, I know that I'm a light worker. I know what I'm meant to do. But even with myself, I'm telling you, I have been seeing things lately, and I was sitting watching TV the other night. I do watch TV to zone out just so I stop thinking. I'm telling you, Michelle, there was a full-bore aberration by my refrigerator. And I was sitting there, and I was going, I'm looking at it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm trying not to shift my energy, going, yep, it's out in the kitchen. Before that, I was seeing shadows fly across my dining room, and I'm like, okay. So
like
I get, as soon as I turn my head, I get up, and it's gone, of course, because I turn my head to look at it, and it's gone. So I walk out to the kitchen, I'm being real brave, you know, I'm like, I kind of saw you.
No, but, my friend, you're not crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, is it happening to everybody? Because it just seems to me like...
We're all getting tweaked, but...
Oh, my God.
Tweaked. It's like this, it's like when, you know, there's a song and somebody goes, you know, they just blow out the speakers, you know what I mean? That's exactly what's going on, so don't feel like you're alone on this ride, because I'm having the same experience as you are.
Okay, good, because I was like...
more vivid.
Yeah, I was like kind of not wigged out, but I was like, okay,
well,
you know, I saw
unnerving.
You.
Yeah.
Don't you? Yeah, okay. Well, I want to remind our listeners that we are talking to the very wonderful Michelle White Dove, and she is just an incredible spirit medium, angel communicator, medical intuitive, and we are taking your calls because Michelle really comes on to the radio show. She does this to help people, so she's very happy to give you a reading. We've got time for a few more. So I'm going to give the toll-free numbers, USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. I'm not sure if I heard a beep or not. Do we have somebody online?
I heard a beep.
Yes.
Who's calling?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Great. I'm a Taurus, and I have a question about my health. I've done a lot of work, but I'm still having some problems. I was wondering if you could give me some insight.
Okay, well, you have done a lot of work, because in order to heal something physically, you have to be able to make the connection to the emotion. You follow me?
Yes.
Everything happens in the higher realms before it affects you in the third dimension. So what I mean by that is spiritually, mentally, emotionally, it has to happen in order for it to physically manifest in the body. Now, what I saw with you immediate, as soon as you said your name, and if I'm out of lines here, correct me, is I saw you having problems first, and this may be some time ago, with the sexual reproductive area. I don't know if it's female problems or hormones imbalance or whatever it may be. But however, talking to you now, they really emphasize on having your breast checked there by a... oh, goodness gracious. I'm trying to think, what's the test that they do for that?
Mammogram?
Thank you. And I'm not a big lover out of that because it's not fun. I'm, you know, we're women. It's not, you know, men are so lucky.
Right.
But, you know, this needs to be looked at. And more importantly, when you're in the shower, you should feel around. If you come across anything that's very hard and tender, please immediately get it checked. It's not a joke. And you're what I call a cyst maker, okay? That means that when you've had enough, you know, stress, or whatever it may be, you shove it back down, and eventually it's got to go somewhere. Where does it show up? In the format or the way that I'm telling you, these fibroid cysts. But sometimes these fibroid cysts, they get a little shady, gray, then, you know, we need to take care of that, nip it in the bud, and you can, because you don't want that getting in the lymph nodes and causing a problem with you with cancer. And once it goes in the lymph nodes, it spreads like wildfire. Unfortunately, being a woman, we got a double whammy, our sexual reproductive area, then our breath. The other thing I would tell you is find a different deodorant, no aluminum, lay off the caffeine, and also, more importantly, for other reasons that people, again, it's not being addressed, please switch over from your chicken and dairy all to organic. If it's organic, it doesn't have all the estrogen, steroids, chemicals, all the crap that they put in the food that we work very hard, that we go out and we buy and we put in our body, and it's the very thing that is causing some of these illnesses. That's what I get. Now go ahead, finish your question.
Well, everything you said is right on.
Thank you.
I'm in the process. I already went organic, and I changed my deodorant, and I'm trying my best to lay off the caffeine.
The caffeine's not as important as the other ones, just so you know.
Right, and I am on bioidentical hormones.
Okay.
And I've been on them since February. Also, I have a low thyroid, and I'm doing that bioidentically.
Not to interrupt you, but you know, if the thyroid is the main drive in the computer, if the thyroid isn't working, guess what? The hormones are like, woo, everywhere, up, down, crazy. And people don't realize that. If it's, you know, it will cause fatigue, headaches, hair loss. Oh, my goodness. The cycle, I mean, everything. And this is what I'm hearing really loud, and I hate to interrupt you, but I'll lose it if I don't give it to you, is that your medication, the dosage is not correct.
On the thyroid or all of the hormones?
All of the hormones, thyroid and all of the hormones. More so the thyroid, but both.
Okay. Do you know if it's too high or too low? I guess it would be too low.
It would be too low.
Yeah. I also am doing some detoxing. I have a lot of heavy metal toxicity, and I was wondering, once I complete that, will that help regulate hormones?
Absolutely. It helps, my dear, but I'm looking at you. You know what would help you? And you have to be really careful. It's kind of like the whole thing about psychics and mediums when I was joking. I really wasn't joking earlier on in the, you know, when I was talking about the telltale signs of somebody's phony baloney. What would be really good for you is to find an acupuncture that person that is not just doing this for money, but more importantly because they really know it and they can actually give you different herbs and know the medicinal purpose of that, as well as getting your chakras to open up and the meridian lines and creating energy where it used to go, but it doesn't go anymore, balancing the hormones and the thyroid and making sure that we don't go off here to the left where these fibroids just turn to cancer with you doing the other things. I mean, also, there's something new out called the thermogram that is three-dimensional, and it's about $300. And why I like it, have not tested it on myself, let me be clear on that, but I like it because it's three-dimensional.
Yeah.
Whoever's reading your mammogram, you better make sure that it's somebody that knows what they're doing. No offense, no little girl or boy out of tech school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want some trained eye looking at that, because a lot of times in the mammogram, they miss it, you know?
Exactly.
If you're large-breasted, density, the elasticity, it makes it harder for them to read, but also if you have implants. And I'm going to say this on the air. Ladies, stop with the silicone implants. Saline. Saline is much safer. Silicone is not. But that's what's going on with you. Your dosage has to be changed, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And you're right on about the acupuncturist. I thought of it this weekend. Something's telling me I have to go to one.
Wow.
There
that's
you go.
Amazing.
That's your
Thank
intuition.
You so
God
much,
bless you.
Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you
well,
so much
John.
For calling, dear.
Bye-bye.
All right. Michelle, I don't know where an hour goes, but it's gone. It's gone. It's just gone. Okay, so number one, everybody, please go to www.michellewhitedove.com. I'm telling you, you need to read her blogs because they're amazing. The amount of things that she's predicted that have come true, if you really want to know what's up, what's going on, where we're going, that's the place to be. And certainly visit her on youtube.com. Just search for Michelle White Dove and subscribe to her YouTube channel. That sounds like that's going to be pretty amazing. And you've got an event coming up in New York City on the 19th, and they can read about that on your blog. We got to go, Michelle. Thank you so much for being on the show. It was a big pleasure.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
All right, and God bless everybody. Thank you, everyone that called in, and I'll be back again next week. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch, at ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.